Pain falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on a funny path of life. Last minute change of plan. It's 4:43, and I'm about to go out. I haven't left the house. We've had rain non-stop since the wee hours. And I'm going to go quite a bit of rain, quite constant, actually. Anyway, I think it's going to be okay. And I want to go take a treat to Chupa Chupa anyway. So, you're going to come with me? I was actually even debating, but taking the phone. I kind of forgot about the... podcast. You know, I kind of changed my day. Obviously, it's a rain, you know, so I... definitely, I took long. I still have some Japanese to do the kanji, the evening kanji, which I do anyway. But it took a little longer today. And read, and then watched one more of the Caputi versus the Swan. I think I'm okay. Huh? Yeah, no, by looking at the sky. Anyway, wow. Yeah, what a cold winter. What a cold weekend. Anyway, no power failure. Again, I'm quite surprised. Oh my goodness, what is that? Did I leave that here? No, that must have been... I have those rubber things. They must have been blown by the wind. Anyway, I don't know exactly where I left them, but... they're going to be okay here. All right. So, actually, I did go to the library yesterday. I kind of go off because I wasn't even thinking about the podcast. But I watched Intolerable Cruelty. I went to one of the early brothers. Kind of disappointed, I have to say. As far as it's kind of a farce, you know, but it's almost like it feels like a double farce. I don't know, it just didn't work for me. I mean, she's beautiful, Catherine Zeta Jones, you know. That is one thing that Hollywood knows, you know, that kind of magnetic beauty, that charisma on the screen to capture that. You know, of course, for the guy, it's, you know, the woman, and for the woman, I'm sure. What does good acting mean if you remove the physique of the person? It just sells. It just works. You know, that's why it gets done, because it works. Anyway, so, yeah. But, you know, I get again the place to myself. You know, there's very, very little traffic in that public library. And, yeah, not much. In the evening, I forgot. I think I read, and we'll see today what's happening. I mean, it's definitely been a long day. Long day inside. I wasn't even sure it was going to stop the rain until God knows. It was very, very nice. You can see here the rain pelting on the roof. So that's quite nice. And Antonio. So Antonio sent a, I think there was a miscall. And then he called again. And I was there. And I was debating for a second because kind of a part of me feels like, but I picked it up and, yeah, it is. I mean, I do consider him a friend. You know, light, you know, not like kind of like soulmate friend, you know, but But yeah, a friend. So anyway, so when they're talking, so I put him back in my contact. We'll see. Well, it's interesting with me. I'm really a funny guy when it comes to that, the eraser. And he was mentioning maybe wanting to come down to walk with me. And I was like, dude, there was a coastal route in South Portugal. Now is a perfect opportunity to mix us. And he's telling me, Fidas, don't book your return flight or train, whatever you do. Just kind of patient. Because I definitely don't want to be in a rush or nothing like that. But he might. He might come down. He's a little concerned about, you know, being used to, you know, to walk so much, and which is true, you know, I'm it's not that hard, but at the same time, you know, it's not everybody can do that. I get it. And he's 10 years, he's 10 years older. But I was like, dude, if you don't want to, then you can take a taxi or a bus. You know, you don't have to walk every day if you don't want to. And we quickly make sure, like, dude, we're not going to be walking together all the time. You know, we're going to be enjoying, and if he likes to take pictures, and it's just not me. It is actually quite distracting, the whole thing about taking pictures and something and whatever. For me, I just walk. You know, that's just that. But to each his own. You know, but we know where we're going. You know, the trail is where we want. So, we'll see. He was maybe he was thinking about coming before, you know, to see me in Hospital del Vivo. And that fell through. So we talked for a while. So we shall see, but I was like, yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting me going back and forth on that pendulum. I'm not sure if I'm going to, well, no, I'm going to stay out a little bit. It's not raining. It's definitely gray. It's got a very Saturday gray feel to it. Anyway, interesting. I don't know, I have those weird feelings about some colors or patterns of colors. Anyway. So there was that, you know, I'm moving along on that book. I mean, I have to say, I heard about that book, the truth about the case of Henri Quebert, and I don't know how it was translated in English. Well, there's no reason why they would have kept a Quebert. It makes no sense in an American context. And it happens in, okay, where is that happening, actually? I forgot, but it's in New England. It's in New Hampshire. Aurora. Here we go. New Hampshire. And so I heard about that because one of the podcasters of the English had this interview with a writer. So she's I think she's a journalist, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe a freelance journalist. And so, you know, and she talked about she really liked the book, she ate it up, and I'm reading it, and I'm like, there's so much cliche, it is so cheesy, you know, it is so, I don't know, so simplistic in terms of the characters and the way it's developing and the way it solves things, and I don't know. Well, yeah, but yeah, it's cold. It's gonna get colder. So anyway, but it's like I say, I'll read it. But it really, it's kind of weird. Obviously, you know, I think I wanted to clarify that the whole thing about the critic. You know, I definitely would never dare to think that I'm an authority, and I don't even quite understand how you do that. People who have not written anything and who become critics, known critics. I don't get it. You know, who tells you what's good or not? What's such a weird world? You know, the world of artists. Oh, she's at the fence. Kusha busha. Keshe. Chupa chup. Yeah, you see me. I thought you'd been your. I guess you must have enjoyed the fact that it stopped raining, huh? Yeah, I got you some spicy chorizo. That's going to be that for the next 2 weeks at least. Yes. Que, que, que. Yes, I came to see you. See, I faced the elements. Okay. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. All right. Oi, 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 oi. Oi, 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 oi. Oh, yeah. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? Yeah. ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? Yeah. ¿Qué pasa? What? What? Good to see you. Look at that. Then you got quite a bit of water here. All right. There you go. I'm not going to make you wait. You have it, girl. That is chorizo. Picante. No dulce. Picante. It's weird. I don't make you stand in that nasty stuff here. Okay. There you go. Okay. Yeah, it is. Finger licking good. Para chuparse los dedos. Para chuparse los dedos. Oh. All right. That is it. Do you like it? I was actually thinking, all right, girl, I think I'm gonna go back. It's cold. But well, I'll walk to the end and see you on the return. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, girl. Love you. Love you. Love you. Anyway. So yeah, did that. Watched the fifth installment of the feud, huh? Caputi versus Swan. Yeah, it's weird, but it's like I'm invested, so there's one more. And that's the second season, the feud. There was one with, what's her name? I used to find her sexy when I was young. The ex of Tim Robbins. Susan? Sarandon. Is that her name? Susan Sarandon? I think that's right. Anyway, but, you know, Tim Robbins, ex, Bull Durham, and well, quite a few movies. And she's in there with, I forgot, another non-actress, so. But this one is the second season. But yeah, it's weirdly enjoyable. I have not seen the shower scene that Bill Burr talks about, which apparently was quite explicit or something. I don't know. And I'm pretty sure I will feel what it will feel, the disgust, because it's like, oh, this is gross, you know? It is not my thing. There is no fantasy there for me to insert myself into. It makes no sense. It being like watching a guy with nasty, oily, and going into, and that's a fast driving car on this road. Anyway. But yeah. So yeah, the guy is definitely homosexual, and there is some of that, but I haven't been bothered at all. I don't quite understand that fellow, you know, or even the way was the fame. So there must have been something attractive about his personality or something that those women, you know, kind of enjoyed and trusted and confided in. You know, it's not quite easy to get in. Anyway, not that I care to get in. Not that, I don't even know why, because I'm not that interested, you know, in that. Anyway. So we'll see. And then, of course, I took a nap. Oh, that quote was from Randall. I thought it was beautiful. Beautiful about this, you know, the beauty of suffering that can be, you know. Wisdom comes, you know, and bequeathed, you know, and asked for. Against us, beautiful things happen, but they are painful. Anyway, such a beautiful, I guess I'd call it a poem, or a haiku, even though it's more than 15, I think it's supposed to be. 15 words, or whatever. But I thought it was beautiful. So I actually stopped the podcast. I was laying down to take a nap. And then I was like, oh no, I wanna write this down. So I'm definitely going to give this one a go. That's a beauty. Beauty, beauty. And he has quite a few around there that I really like, that he's picked, that to him are meaningful, and to me they resonate as well. So, yeah. The awful grace, yeah? Of God, of love, whatever it's called. I forgot. The awful grace of God, I think it's called it, right? Drop by drop, anyway. Oof, what a beautiful image, too. You know, I guess that's one thing a poet does, right? It draws an image, an irresistible image that just sucks you in and shows you something in a way that you'd never seen and experienced before. Now, not that it is necessary per se, but I think when it happened, kind of the random accidental happening, you know, is quite powerful. You know, that definitely stopped me. When I heard that, it was like, wow. And I'm not, you know, I don't lean too much in terms of poetry. I don't do well, like Keating, like Whitman. I've tried Leaves of Grass. I don't know. There are very, very few that, for whatever reason, it clicked, and the majority, it's not talking to me. Like art, if we talk about it, I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, whatever it is, it's in your world, because in mine, there is no such a thing. And I think before I would, you know, feel inadequate to be stating that or to stand by my opinion instead of being like, oh, you must be right. You know, you sound so good what you're saying. You sound cultured. There's a big word right there. Cultured. But yeah, no, it's for whatever reason, some things just click. And I don't care about anything else. So I thought that was beautiful. So one of the most beautiful things that I've actually recorded for quite a while, as far as the quotes. Anyway, hello, olive trees swaying in the wind. Anyway, I'm going to try to do again the noise reduction at the end of the recording, because it would definitely help with the wind, but I thought it was affecting the quality, so I'm going to have to be patient to get this thing to load before saving it, and then you have the option to do a noise reduction and then to really listen to it, because, yeah, on a normal day, I don't think it matters, but on days like today with the wind, it would be a nice addition, a nice detail. Anyway. So, oh, I'm going to make a bread, actually, for Juan. You know, she gave me 8 eggs last time. And I do. I do want to give bread for those eggs, actually. I just do. It feels right to me. So I'm going to make a bread tomorrow. And then I'll do another one on Monday for me. It was so good this morning when I had my toast. Oh my goodness. I'm not going to buy any more mustard, you know, because obviously, I mean, even though we're looking at what? Well, no, we're looking at about a month, actually, because I'm looking at April 7th. I mean, you know, probably I still have to get in touch with Pilar and make sure that it's going to be okay. I think I like the idea of what I'm doing about on a Monday to be spending some time with her. I'm not even sure how much time it will be. I have to say, you know, I love her to death. You know, she's really a dear friend. But the last time I was with her, we just didn't have much to say. You know, it was comfortable. But to me, it was kind of weird. I don't know. It was just kind of weird. Didn't feel the connection, and yeah. So I want to honor her. I want to, you know, despedirme, kind of say goodbye, you know, and acknowledge what she means to me, and yeah, because this may be the last time that I'll get to see her. So anyway, all of that digressing, because I was talking about the mustard. So, you know, that I squeeze a little bit, I make a little Z on a toast before putting the guacamole. And the hummus. I'm becoming more generous with the hummus I'm loving it, but the toast is wonderful. So this bread, you know, and it's, there's nothing special. The bread is really quite basic, you know, just that it's almost all whole grain, but yeah, none of that fancy stuff I was doing before, about the shaping, about the bubble, and you know, all of that, the alveoles, none of it. Nice. Yeah, my aim is completely different. I really like it. It's my Duolingo bread. So I'll make one for them tomorrow. I don't think it's going to be like chili tomorrow, so we'll see. But I still find a way to go. I'll go to them in the afternoon or whatever. To bring the bread. To them. Yeah, I'll go to thank you. As I'm finishing, I think there's three of them, or two of them left, of the eggs. Anyway, and I've really enjoyed that too, by the way. The one egg at breakfast. my poop! Well, I don't know if it's linked to that. I honestly don't know. But my poop has been... Oof. Dang! Nasty! Nasty! Feels like more nasty than it has been in the recent past. So I don't know if the, you know, sulfur in the eggs or, you know, and that can be a contributor. I don't know. But beside that, you know, I mean, the lentil, the oatmeal, the fruit, I mean, the stuff that I'm eating is, anyway, I don't know, but bad, bad. But I've really enjoyed the eggs, and I've definitely, while I'm sedentary, because on the movie it will not make any sense for one person, you know, to buy six eggs. If you can, sometimes you have to get a dozen anyway. And I would eat them. If I was to get six eggs in a day, I would have no problem eating six eggs in a day. But anyway. But while I'm sedentary, it's perfect. I really like what I get going. And again, you know, today I had a little bowl extra of the lentils because I dished out some dishes, and I said about 3 days left actually. And there was a little bit remaining that wouldn't fit into the bowl. So I'm like, okay, I'll just heat that up and then have that now. And then I didn't have the oatmeal or the regular lentils. But man, I was done. I didn't cook the quinoa because I'm like, I'm not hungry. So I wonder, you know, if maybe I'm coming to a place to where there's going to be a reduction of eating. So, I mean, you know, my lentil dish is a lot of liquid. You know, I have the pumpkin, the liquid, you know, the mushroom, the onion, and then some green beans. But, you know, and then the broth and the herbs and the spices. But, it, you know, it's not a lot of calories, you know. The oatmeal is more because you have soy milk and you have, well, you don't have that much nuts. You have maybe one tablespoon of grounded seeds, so it's really the soy milk. And even then, it's like around maybe one cup, barely one cup of... No, I do 5 out of 1 liter. So, you know, I guess take a quart divided by 5. It'd be what? 7, almost like between 6-7 ounces of milk, of soy milk. I guess a toast, so how much of the guacamole? Well, that's actually where maybe I get the most calorie, actually. Sorry. Crud. Yeah, that is some corn. Anyway, really, really nice. I've really, it's really balanced itself well. You know, having had, you know, Juan to spend time with things earlier on, and now, you know, with whatever's left, I mean, I think the last update, so today's 8 degrees, to give you an idea, and then next Sunday, it's going to be 24, the last update, so it might change, but still, you know, 3 times the temperature for today. So it's really, it looks like possibly spring is going to come with a vengeance. But yeah, we're done. This is done. Sorry, winter, but I'm sure maybe the olive trees are gonna thank you for it. Sorry. Anyway. Well, I'm glad I got to actually come out to get a little stroll in. Okay, we'll see. I don't know if she's up. If she went back, dang, that's a lot of wind. You kind of wonder when you look at animals, you know, what the intemperies or what the weather. Well, really, we've become really intolerant, and the conveniences have really contributed to that kind of intolerance. Hi, right, girl. See you tomorrow. Okay, see you tomorrow. Que pasa? Que pasa? See you later. Okay. Yeah. I'm definitely in my 60s now, reflecting on all of that. I don't see that as a deterrent to anything else. I think this is a natural progression for the human being, moving on from that kind of a natural state of things. Yeah. God, who knows what the future is going to be like? You know, we know that more than likely the world as we know, as we have known, a lot of things with tradition, all of that is going to really go through a major upgrade. We are, in a way, forcing us, you know, to look for something else, that the Earth is not big enough, not progressive enough. So everything from the erosion, pollution, global warming, I mean, to me, everything just points in one direction, that we are looking at blazing a new course for the future. Not that I lose a lot of sleep on that. At the end of the day, I don't really care. I'll see me al cabo. Me da igual. Because I am hopeful. But whatever's going on, all the challenges, the obstacles, all the horrors of life, you know, it works, it fits. You know, it is. They are stepping stones. They are not step-backs. My goodness, if you were stuck like I said the State of the Union, kind of Biden, and just the same old stuff, like a politician is going to do what a politician does, and if you, what's the word that I'm looking for, not navigate, if you oscillate, if you, whatever orbits around you, really is going to determine, you know, how you're going to feel. Your choices are important. And if you are in all that intellectual stuff, either side of the game is horrible to me. It sounds nightmarish. For me, a lot of my life is really about patience. If I had to think of the theme of my life, is waiting. Not waiting to exhale, but waiting. A little Hollywood reference here. Holly Hunter. I think it's more Hunter waiting to exhale. Eventfulness in my life. You know, just feeling like I'm kind of like older, there's nothing going on. I really feel full right now. Also, to be honest, I had an extra toast with some Nutella, which was delish. It was delish. I really, really enjoyed it. I'll definitely, I'm so grateful to have been able to do bread and yet to realize that I really enjoy and I think I've kind of refined a little bit some of my understanding of making something so basic, the way that I do it, you know, and the whole bread maker is anything for just for the baking. I'm gonna have to at one point to contact like one of the bread maker and being like how much energy you know is being used for that 1 hour for that baking. Because what I do, I turn it on for 1 hour, but I don't put the bread in. I wait 10 minutes because I don't need 1 hour to bake the bread. And it's better to have a little more heat when you start to bake your bread, you know, to kind of get the whole thing going. And I'm just curious, like, what it costs you if you're paying your electricity normally, what's the energy requirement for a regular oven to be turned 1 hour at, let's say, 400 Fahrenheit, right? Which would be like, 190, something like that. And how much would that cost you versus a bread maker? And at what point would you get money back? The only thing would be like pizza. I'm thinking like, well, I haven't really had a, kind of a craving for it. It's more like on a, you know, a time, kind of an indulgence, you know. Not to do anything, and it's quite affordable, and it's quite rich, it's quite, you know, calories and all that stuff, so it's great, it's a good deal, it's very convenient, but you need something to make it, you know, what a difference in price, you know, if you make it yourself versus go to a, doesn't matter which one, they're expensive, they are more and more expensive each time, cost of living goes up. Anyway. But yeah, or you could get one of those microwave, I guess, that serve as oven too. That might be the way. So once in a blue moon, you could use it for that. But I'm just curious, how many bread would you have to make to save, basically, to justify having the bread maker on top of, well, instead of having an oven? Or if you had an oven, to not use it for that. I did that once when I bought a bicycle. I bought a Marine Bayview Trail before I worked at the bike shop. It's a rigid frame, you know, no suspension. It was red. It was a nice bike. I had it for quite a while. And so first I'd gone to Walmart, you know, to buy a bike because I'm like, I mean, look, it's more than twice as much to go in a bike shop. But once I got the bike from Walmart, the bike wasn't shifting, it was horrible. I take it back to Walmart and they don't know what to do. And I'm like, well, okay, well, if I'm gonna have a bike, I need to have something that's gonna function. So if I need to pay more, you know, so be it. So it just made sense. So I went at the bike shop and heck yeah, and it was a, we're talking about a Sera a shifter, I mean, bottom line, a basic, but 10 times better still. Actually, the frame was horrible because it was a dual suspension. So basically a dual suspension is a piece of shit. It's worse than a rigid frame. Basically, you're better off If you get a bike from Walmart, you just get a rigid frame. You still get shitty everything. The brakes are crappy, the shifters, but, you know, as far as the frame, it's... Oh, hold on. Did I get the keys? The keys are here. Anyway. So I did the calculation. I was 6 miles, I think. Let me get some water. I'm going to soak my feet and file them. 5-6 miles to go to 220 Harper, that assisted living home. And so I figured out how many trips, how many times would I have to take the bike and have the pickup and then pay the bike off. And I figured it out, and eventually I was like, yeah, the bicycle paid for itself by not using the car and not paying for the gas for that. I've actually done that, so it's interesting how those things. Yeah, it's kind of a game that I play. Not too many things, though, I have to say. Anyway, so we are back inside. I'm bringing, I've already weighed the flower mix. I think that will be the next time, will be the last of the spelt flower. And I'll be down with just, I'll be down to just, what was I gonna get? Oh yeah, I know what I was gonna get. Okay, ooh, my remote charger, the wireless charger. I'm so glad I got the other one. Oh, it's still charging. It's working perfect. And the other one was really funky. So, good move, Anthony. Even though when I was talking to Joaquin, he was kind of not that much hesitant, but he was kind of, you know, kind of looking at maybe I wasn't doing it right. I was like, dude, it shouldn't be rocket science to use this charger, you know. It shouldn't be like, it has to be just right. If not, it doesn't work. So, but it did fine. It let me switch around and then get this one, and I just paid the difference. Anyway, so on that note, my friend, I will let you go. I'm going to check that sound, that noise reduction. And I need to warm up. My fingers are cold. Peace and love, and until.